This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1568, How to Track Pronouns in Fast English Conversations.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you panic when you are speaking in a group and you hear someone use you and we, and it seems like they mean the same thing? Today, get advice on how to track your pronouns so that you can follow the topic and not get lost. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing well. How are you? What's going on today?
I am good. We're doing a lot of recording together, the two of us.
Yeah, for sure. It's always a good time. Always a good time. But, you know, I know one of the biggest challenges for our listeners is listening to fast conversations, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's why we
for
like to
sure,
talk about
for
this
sure.
a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's tricky. It's tricky, and a lot can kind of change at a moment's notice, right?
At a moment's notice, for sure. Things like pronouns can change, right, Michelle?
Yes, it can. Tense choice, lots of different things that we've been kind of talking about on this little series about listening that we've been really getting mm-hmm. into. Lindsay, do you think that native English speakers change around words like we and you in conversations?
All the time. They use this you and it doesn't really mean
right.
you, but it means you. But what does it actually mean? We don't know. And I could see, you know, I could see our listeners getting hung up on this, getting stuck and getting confused. Right.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Well, it is confusing. And, you know, when I was planning this episode, I realized just how confusing it is. So today we're going to talk about how this happens and really how to follow along. Right. So, I mean, sometimes, like you said, when we're talking about something that is known by masses of people, we generalize like mm-hmm. I say, we generalize. Well, I mean, does that really fit? Like who is we? I don't understand.
Who is we? It's so confusing. I know. And, you know, we really just want to have great conversations about interesting things. But if we get stuck with these little things, we can't have those great connections that we want, guys. So that's why
exactly.
we got to pay attention to this stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, we might also say you to talk about people or they or them, you know, for like a very generalized group of people. So today we're going to mostly focus on we and you because we have a special clip about that. And we're going to really get into the nitty gritty details of that today.
Yeah, I'm excited to play this clip for you today, guys. The last few weeks, we've been playing clips from our Conversations and Coffee program. But to get an introduction to that and learn more about that and to learn the three things that native speakers do that you don't do, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/native. This is going to be a live web class, Michelle, coming up on the 8th or the 10th.
That is fantastic. All right. Yes. So definitely, guys, you want to get in on that. So, guys, today you are going to hear a clip from one of these conversation and coffee conversations, really. It's a fast group conversation. And like we said, the we and the you can get confused and you want to practice this, right? Mm-hmm. Guys, this strategy is how to relate, you know, grammar to real conversations. And identifying this will get you closer to that natural native English, in my opinion.
Yeah. So how can we use this clip today? How can we use this as a study tool?
You're going to listen to this clip is about university, right? So it was a conversation that we had about the cost of university in the US. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to this clip, just pay attention to the we and you. That's all, right? Okay. So if you can listen twice, maybe you want to rewind it and maybe you want to take notes on this and what was said after each, you can. But just, you know, kind of become aware of the we and the you because we don't. Oh my gosh, now I'm going to, it's going to bother me when I say that. Because, you know, this is not like the sexy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not like, oh, listen to the we and the you. Like, I'm not telling you really to listen to the content here. I'm telling you to listen to tiny little boring words, but it's important and it's a skill. And mm-hmm. even though it's not like the glamorous stuff, mm-hmm. it can give you that boost to sound more natural, mm-hmm. more native. So it definitely, I mean, listen up, listen for that and consider why you was used or why we was used and who the we and the you are. It sounds so funny. But guys, right. this is so key because we don't want to get lost in the conversations.
Yeah, that's the key. If we want to stop getting lost, we need to isolate the skills. So now, Michelle, we're going to play the clip, right, where we're talking about the cost of university in the US, college, right? And then you guys are going to listen and then we're going to come right back, okay?
Definitely. All right. Okay, I love it. All right, so here we go.
That's the other thing that I'm curious if this is true in other countries. Like in high school in America, guys, like we're so worried about building up our sort of resume for college. Right. Like it's not just about academic grades. Like you have to have volunteer work. You have to be a part of clubs. You like if you play sports, that looks good. Right. So it's really crazy how much effort we put in to applying to university when like we're the ones that are just paying thousands and thousands of dollars to go there.
Yeah.
And we're so worried about them wanting us, but we're the ones paying them so much money.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's cool. When you put it like that, you know, the whole system is really kind of messed up.
Okay, Michelle. So hot topic, right? Exciting topic, but important to nail down those pronouns for our listeners, right?
Yes, exactly. So we're going to go through this, right? So we're talking about the we and the you mostly here. So let's go through it. So let's start with Jessica. So she said, I'm curious, but then she changes it to we. So she says, I'm curious if this is true in other countries, like in high school, in America, guys, we're so worried about building up our sort of resume for college. So why did she say we're so worried? I mean, why didn't she say in you know, the US, I was so worried? Why didn't she just say I?
Yeah, well, she says we're so worried because, oh, it's general. I think when you talk about a shared circumstance, mm-hmm. right, she's talking about all people in the US are worried about this. And so I think that's why she uses that. You know, she wants to generalize and share an experience.
Right. That she knows, like, from her relationships, you know, like, it might not be everybody in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's pretty common, I think, to speak in this way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean that.
I mean, in writing and more formal discussions, right, mm-hmm. like very academic, it might not be used as frequently because, you know, sometimes, I don't know, did you ever, like on a paper, you know, when somebody says you or we and the mm-hmm. teacher circles it and it's like, who are you talking about? That sometimes that can get you in trouble, but that's for like writing. So I would mm-hmm. but in casual conversations like this, for group conversations, this is really useful.
Or even on the podcast here, we talk a lot about connection. Like we want connection in our lives. We want connections in our lives. That's talking about humanity in general, the group, everyone, like the condition of humanity, right? That's why we would use we.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. So what's another thing then she said?
Okay, then she switches to you, right? So It's confusing. She's using we, she's using you, and now she's saying you have to have volunteer work, you have to have clubs if you play sports. Now, why did she switch to you here?
Right. I mean, could she have used we? I mean, she could have, or she could have said applicants or something like that. I think that you, it starts to narrow it down a little bit, right? I mean, because we're being very general, we, and now you, I feel like it's a little bit more direct. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's, she's just kind of mixing it up. I don't know exactly. I mean, it's another way. I think if she had said applicants need volunteer work, it would sound too formal.
Yeah,
That's what I would put in a paper. Right.
Exactly. Right. There you want to have the real word. You want to be very specific. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, the important thing when you're listening is to understand who Jess is talking about. Right. Yeah. And have a little feel as to why she used you. Right. Just like, OK, make sure that you don't get lost. Right. OK, so who is the we? Who is the you? You want to keep track of that.
Right. You know, if Jez were talking to you guys individually, you might be confused if you were in that group. Is she talking to me? Right. Or is she talking about the group? You. Very common in American English. For sure.
Right. And then, I mean, she changes. She says, it's crazy. I mean, I'm just kind of paraphrasing here, but to that we put into and when we're the ones, right? Mm. So it brings it back to we. So she switched back to we. So she was very specific with you in the middle. So I feel like she's kind of becoming more general again. Like, and then later, just to skip ahead, she said, we're so worried. We're paying so much money, right?
Yeah, but it's like she's talking about the same people.
Right. We and you are the same people.
Yeah. Who is you?
That's the funny part.
That's the funny part. And the part that could be really confusing for our listeners in these natural, you know, these are group conversations, guys, that are happening fast. Interesting topics. People are getting excited about what they're saying. You could easily lose track of who is the person talking about.
Right. And then at the end, I mean, I said, when you put it like that, you know, the whole system is really kind of messed up. Right. Yeah. So when you put it, okay, so now who's the you?
So you
this
don't.
Is a trick.
Yeah. So you're not really saying Jessica, right? You're not saying.
No, I am saying Jessica.
You are saying. You're right. I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, here, because Jessica is talking about it, and I'm saying, oh, when you put it like that, which is kind of like a chunk. Oh, when you put it that way, right?
That's true. Because she's the speaker.
I'm using you, but I'm not talking about the same you Jess was talking about.
Right. She was talking about the collective you, the society, the people applying for colleges. But you're saying you, Jessica, just said that thing and you framed it that way. And now this is how I feel based on what you've said. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So that I could see getting tricky there. So that's I mean, and again, you know, we're saying, this is not being specific. It's being more generalizing, but this isn't a bad thing to, I mean, obviously it's not a great thing to generalize, but I mean, these kinds of casual conversations, it's not negative things. We're talking about society as a whole. You know what I mean? But like, this happens all the time. All the time.
And especially for our listeners, I mean, you guys are going to want to start to have these conversations, you know, in this program, Conversations in Coffee, which if you come to the web class, you'll learn how to get into it at a special price, by the way, guys. But these conversations are about more high level society issues. They're about conversation rich topics. Okay. So when we tend to talk about those things, we will use we and you interchangeably. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Oh my gosh. This is just, all of this kind of just makes me laugh. Because it's so funny if you think about it, like going through it and looking at it like this, it's like, whoa, here, like, who's he and who are we and what's going on?
Well, and before you know it, you're backing your way out of that conversation. You're moving backwards and you're getting out of it. We don't want that for you guys. We want you to hang in that conversation and be present in it. Okay. So good.
Exactly. That is important. Oh my gosh. I love it. So guys, this is especially useful for, you know, group conversations, because when things are moving so quickly and, you know, we is changing so quickly, you want to really get practice with that. When it's with two people, it's also important to know this, but when it's in this like big conversation, when it's really, really fast, you don't want to get tripped up by these little words.
Oh, for sure. And these are the skills you guys want to build. So I recommend that you guys join the live web class, right? Again, go to allersenglish.com/native. And during that web class, you will learn at the end, you'll get a special offer to join Conversations and Coffee, only available to those who join the live web class, okay? Where you get more of these practice material conversations to get better at these skills, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And guys, we can do follow-ups on this, but you know, remember the strategy. Write down some of the main words that are used, we, you, any other pronouns that you're hearing, and analyze what they're being used, why they're being used, and really know who are they talking about.
Yeah, I love it. So good, Michelle. All right. Well, thanks for bringing this clip today, and thanks for talking about this confusing topic of pronouns. Oh my gosh.
This was fun.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.